Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you for sending them in. I got a note here that says, thank you, John Williams, for continuing to provide levity during these trying times. While I remain mugless in McHenry, I remain hopeful. I don't know if it's appropriate to pray for a Speed Jokes coffee mug, but I do believe God has a sense of humor. So what the heck, signed Celeste Mann, a lifelong listener and busy choir director at St. Mary's Catholic Church. We got a joke here from Steve Hipp in Beach Park and Cheryl Campin. And Dave Carr in Canada sent another one. Thank you, Bob Corley from Arlington Heights. He's happy to be done with jury duty this week. And Dean, I have submitted more jokes that have not been airable than any one hacker of Bloomingdale. That's nothing to be proud of, Dean. Steve Hipp sent one from Beach Park. I think I mentioned that. And Sharon Martin, thank you. And Barry Schultz in Princeton. And Rob Curry sent a joke. He's the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. 90% of Amazon gives it 4 out of 5 stars. And Vic Shields of Freeport writes, when I was young, I decided I wanted to be a doctor. So I took the entrance exam to go to medical school. One of the questions asked us to rearrange the letters P-N-E-I-S into an important part of the human body, which is most useful when erect. Those who answered spine are doctors today. The rest are sending in jokes. I hate it when I'm at the Jewel buying organic vegetables, and when I get home, I find out that they were just regular donuts. Hey, Dave, how would you describe your housekeeping style?
I'd say tidy and efficient. How do you describe yours?
There appears to have been a struggle. Last Friday afternoon, our boss asked if we'd all like to leave early, but we're more responsible than that. I said, no, we've had way too many beers at lunch, and we should not be driving. Don't you hate it when it says your password must contain at least 8 characters, upper and lower case, a number,
yeah,
a symbol,
yeah, right,
a hieroglyph, a haiku in Spanish, a hawk's feather, the name of your fourth grade teacher's ex-boyfriend's cat, square root of 17... The game between the rodents and the insects was going on, and in the first half, the rodents were doing well. But in the second half, a centipede played great, and the insects came from behind and won. After the game, the spider went up to the centipede and said, "You did great, but where were you during the first half of the game?" And the centipede said,
"Tying my shoes."
Research shows if you drink your coffee in the nude, you're less likely to spill it. Just a little reminder for you there. I thought about that when I first saw that and thought, oh, isn't that the truth? And finally, why should you not spell part backwards? Because it's a trap.